Every time somebody improperly steals something from a store, any retail store, what that does is drive the prices up for everybody else. It's part of their cost of doing business. So it hurts all of us when that happens. And retail theft has been growing dramatically. It's billions of dollars. So what we're doing in Senate Bill 5635 is simply saying whatever tool is used in part of retail theft constitutes part of a crime. We had a court case where the guy used a pair of pliers to take some and steal some, and the court said, well, that wasn't an item of theft. So this clarifies that. It takes away a defense for having a tool, so it would be included. Any device that's actually used in commission to crime would count. So it doesn't have to be designated specifically as something to overcome a security system. And I think that's what the pair of pliers was used to disable a security system so they could take other stuff. It should be a benefit to all sorts of small businesses. I mean, it's a small benefit, but it adds up. We also know from the efforts of the former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, that if you go after some of the small stuff, it helps reduce overall crime because little things lead to bigger things. So it does have a real positive effect on the crime rates by being tough on even small stuff. And we have a number of bills dealing with retail theft that have passed out of the Senate Law and Justice Committee and are being considered over in the House Public Safety Committee.